Kiss Podcast Number 5, May 13th, 2005.
A 1995 MTV Unplugged session. For many fans, a chance to see the band play acoustically for the first time. Original members Peter Criss and Ace Frehley made special guest appearances alongside the contemporary lineup.
Ready?
Just one band.
Do the things a sense will do.
Just one band. Just one band. What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Hey, Kiss fans from around the globe, welcome back to the Kiss Podcast. Of course, this is show number 5, and of course, this podcast is all about the rock and roll band Kiss. My name is Dion, and I just want to say we have had some great response, man, on the ESP show from last time. Really great. I read on Kulik.net that Bruce remembered us, so we got a little mention there. And yeah, also we got some great comments and people sending us email, etc., etc. So that's really great. Also some Super Kiss Army song submissions again, which is great. I love it. So please keep them coming. This is, of course, the show where you will hear the famous MTV Unplugged show, raw and uncensored. This, of course, being the show which led up to the very successful reunion tour in 1996. This show, you can really hear how much fun and how loose the show was when it was recorded at the Sony Music Studios. So I'll try to play as much rare tracks of the show as possible. Now, there are some songs I'll play that never even made any official release, such as the winner of the previous Kiss Test. But more on the Kiss Test later. Let's get going with the MTV Unplugged show. We have some amazing Kiss songs to play. This next track, for instance, is not found on the CD, on the video, or the DVD. And this song is titled Come On and Love Me.
In the hills of Tennessee, we didn't see men and girls where we came from, so we became friendly with the farm animals. Maybe they'll play this segment on VH1. or maybe the Nashville channel. Jim Baker, anyone?
To long success is you have to do things because you love what you're doing.
Kiss is a jealous mistress. It demands all your time.
And this is the Kiss Podcast.
Just want to mention real quickly that I'm going to be updating the KissCollector.com website because Joop is going on holiday. So if you got any Kiss news to share, just email me and I'll make sure that news makes it onto the Kiss Collector website. You know, of course, the address www.KissCollector.com. So, next week I'll be going on holiday myself. I'm going to Spain for a week. It's going to be the first holiday actually in the summer where I take my daughter on a plane and fly to a sunny country. We went to France last year, but that was by car. And yeah, this year I'm going to one of the islands in the Mediterranean Sea. It's called Mallorca, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, getting out there, you know, a little bit of sun, sea, and fun. And yeah, I'll bring my my gear with me. And I have really no idea how the Kiss scene is over there. I'm guessing it's pretty, there's a pretty low-profile Kiss scene out there. But yeah, I'll check out some record stores or some internet cafes. I don't know. I have no idea if I, if I'm able to upload a show. But anyway, let's get on with it. MTV Unplugged.
Let me tell you my story. I've got a man-sized predicament, and it's a thick one. Goes like this.
Yeah.
Never had confession. Never had a home.
We're testing you.
I can use a little bit more Bruce guitar. I'm losing track. Thank you so much.
Now we're gonna make believe you've never heard this before. But wait. Okay. Okay, let's try it again. Wait, Bruce is tuning. I don't tune. I just shake my head.
All right. Let me tell you my story. I've got a man-sized predicament, and it's a thick one. Goes like this. Yeah. Never had confession, never had a home, never had nowhere
until I met Domino.
Ain't the Virgin Mary, never had to confess, got no hesitation,
cause she kisses like the kisses.
play.
Here's the verse.
Love.
Are we allowed to take it from the second verse or the whole song?
We should do the... This is MTV Unplugged. This is spontaneity. We do it again.
Okay, here we go.
Now this time, if Gene forgets the words, you sing the song.
Oh, boy. Incidentally, does MTV object the word thick? Or is that okay?
I think we should just play the song.
Okay, here we go. Sorry to bother you. Here we go.
Let me tell you my story. I've got a band-sized predicament. And it's a big one. Goes like this. Yeah. Never had confession, never had a home, never had no worry
until I met down in love.
Ain't the Virgin Mary, Lola, I can feel. Got no hesitation,
'cause she kisses like the kiss of death. Love's lots of fun now.
I've got a hold. It's a sticky situation.
And she ain't old enough to know. Loves to play with fire. Loves to hurt so good. Loves to keep them burning. 'Cause she's a bad habit. Bad habit. Bad habit. That's the good girl. Damn time I go through that door, it's the same dang thing. When that bitch bends over, I forget my name. Ow.
www.kisspodcast.com.
Okay, here's a song that comes off I'm so bad with the album titles. I think this one comes off Hotter Than Hell.
If I'm wrong, shoot me.
Wanted the best. You've got the best. The hottest podcast in the world. All KISS.
Can you sing that? Can you do that? All right, I'm going to count to three. Don't be shy. One, two, three. I look at you.
Just one band.
To the things a sense will do.
Just one band.
In the firehouse. Woo-hoo, yeah!
Just one band.
So call me doctor. They call me doctor.
What else is there? Kiss. You're listening to the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Now, as most of you have probably noticed, on the kisspodcast.com website, between the news articles, there is a double Google banner. And the reason I put that up is, well, let me just first explain to you that I'm really not into banners and advertising. I think that's really obnoxious and really intrusive on the design of a website. So in this case, I chose to put up some Google banners because they integrate nicely into the website. And the reason I put those banner this banner up is because I really would like you to click on it. And the reason for that is, just to cover some hosting costs and some other expenses, you know, I have in order to make this podcast possible. So, I just thought, let's put a Google banner up. Everybody wins. If you click on it, I can generate some money. You get some nice KISS-related links. Of course, the KISS podcast website is non-commercial, so this website doesn't need to make money. But, it would be really nice to cover the costs. So, if you click on it once or twice, that would make me really happy.
Oh, baby's getting anxious. Hey, I was getting late.
so intimate. Let's try, we're switching guitars. That shows that this is really informal. All right.
Now, as a KISS fan, you probably have never heard about Podcast Alley. It's actually, let me just explain it to you, it's actually a website. It's actually a portal website for podcasts. And it's got all kinds of podcasts on it. It's even got a top 10 on it. And this top 10 is being put together by listeners. You know, you can vote for it. And at the moment, the KISS podcast is also featured on Podcast Alley. We are at the appropriate 69 number spot. But I'm really hoping you KISS fans can make some extra impact on the podcasting scene by getting the KISS podcast known to the general listening public. You know, the KISS fans probably once or twice have listened to this podcast, but the general public is not aware of this podcast phenomena, and especially not the KISS podcast. So I'll put a link up to the website, and hopefully you will cast some votes, and which will get us into the top 10 on Podcast Alley. So the KISS podcast will be more known to the general public.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, but we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear them calling.
Let's do another one. You thought that was good.
Oh, yeah. That's the great thing about taping, you can do it over again. You guys don't think we get the records right every time in the studio the first take, do you?
Okay.
What do you call a lesbian in Alaska? A Klondike. Thank you. All right, let's let Peter sing.
Okay, here we go. One. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I need to do another one this time.
Okay.
It's my turn. Hey. I didn't fuck up all night. Give me a chance.
Let me take my shirt off.
Just leave the pants on. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys. While you're always there alone, just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. I think I hear the call. Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do? I know you're lonely, and I hope you'll be alright. 'Cause me and the boys will be playing all night.
Bless you, thank you. And thank Kiss.
Rockin' in your world. The Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
Now, if this is the first Kiss podcast you're listening to and you want to listen to some old ones, you can. Just click on the links for the old shows and download them from the Internet Archive. I put them up on the Internet Archive and not on the kisspodcast.com website for traffic and bandwidth reasons. You know, I have only so much storage here. And if I put them on the Internet Archive, they're stored there forever. So, I'm pretty happy with that. Now, this might not work for you, this works for me, but if you are a podcaster who produces a show every other day or every day, this might not be the immediate solution for you, because it takes a while for these shows to upload. But if you do it on a weekly basis, such as the Kiss podcast, this might be a good thing for you. And I've been talking about this problem, you know, the storage problem of podcasts with Jason Salas. Because, he has he's facing the same problems as many podcasters have. Now, Jason has his own podcast. It's called The Digital Pontification. And, he's broadcasting that podcast all the way across the world from the island of Guam. That's in the Pacific Ocean, right next to Japan. And in real life, Jason is a news anchor and, a podcast host at a large TV station in Guam. And, he's been podcasting for a while now. So, if you want to know all about the island of Guam or stuff that Jason podcasts about, such as rock music, you should definitely check out his podcast, because it's good quality and it's interesting, you know, to hear from people who I can never meet because they're on the other side of the world. So that's great. The other thing I would like to do is give a nice mention to Jim, and he's from the Bronx, New York City, and we've been exchanging thoughts for a while now, and Jim, he was so kind to us to donate these songs to the Kiss podcast for the MTV Unplugged show, and a bunch of others as well. So I would like to give a very big thumbs up to Jim. Thanks a lot, dude, and keep the good songs coming. Now, the winner of last week's Kiss Test was, of course, the song Spit from the album Revenge. And luckily for me, Kiss does a very special rendition of this song on the MTV Unplugged show. So, of course, now I'm going to play this version instead of the normal version from the album Revenge. So, here is Spit!
Got no manners and I'm not too clean, but
switching channels? Don't.
Don't go away. We'll be right back
with more of the Kiss Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.
It is time for the Kiss Test.
All right. This is that time again where your brain must do some work. This is Kiss Test number 5. Wait. First, here are the answers to last week's Kiss Test. Now, the songs we played were, of course, Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell from the album Hot in the Shade, When Your Walls Come Down from the album Crazy Nights, and Spit from the album Revenge, which you just heard. So now, to bring a little variety into the show, the following songs are a bit different. So here's what you should do. I've lined up 3 Kiss-related tracks for you, and the only thing you have to do is guess what songs they are and which artist is playing them. So listen carefully to song number 1.
Number 2. Number 3.
Cool, warm, long one. one and two short clips now. All songs coming from one album, of course, but that's about all the clues I'm gonna give you this time. Now, the answers will, of course, be revealed in the next KISS podcast, and we will make a new version of the KISS test. And this week I'd like to give a mention to the winners from last time. They are Astro72 from Finland, Christopher Samopoulos from Mississauga, Canada, Maxi Brown from Argentina, and Tommy from Richmond, Virginia in America. Now, if you know the answers to this KISS test, send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com, or you can use the contact form on the website. And if you're really feeling crazy, just grab a microphone, hook it up to your computer, and record the answers into an audio file. And you can send those to the special audio file email address, which is kisspodcast@gmail.com. Now, if you have any suggestions or, you know, good KISS song for this KISS test, just send me an email to dion@kisspodcast.com and I'll play it for you in the show. And if you look, if you want to look stuff up, you know, you can find all the contact information on the website. All right, let's get back to the MTV Unplugged show.
We now return to our regular broadcast.
This is the KISS podcast. All KISS, all the time.
When nobody's looking, I still put the makeup back on in my room.
Mine.
Yeah.
Now, before I close out the show, I just want to mention to every KISS fan out there, or especially the ones in New York, that, of course, tomorrow is the big New York KISS Expo. It's actually the annual New York KISS Expo and Hard Rock Convention. And this is being held every year. And this one is the 19th. And it's being held this year at the Meadowlands Parkway in Secaucus, New Jersey, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. That was formerly the Meadowlands Hilton. And yeah, unfortunately, I cannot attend the expo, which I regret. But yeah, of course, I don't have the money to fly all over the world to visit every expo. Of course, this one is special, but if any of you guys out there are going, I would really appreciate it if you can send me a report on how it was, or if you take pictures there, just send them over to me and I can host them on the KISS podcast website. Or yeah, if you want to do some audio recording or sound seeing, you know, just bring your iRiver or whatever recording device you have, and maybe you can conduct interviews or I don't know, just to record some music from the tribute bands that are playing there. That would be great too. The tribute bands are very cool this year. There are, of course, KISS Nation, very cool band. I'm glad that the bass player got his bass back. I read that on all the KISS sites. There's a Van Halen tribute band called Unchained. And there is ZO2, exciting band. Jaded, all girl bands, really cool. And there's Richie Reno's All Stars. So, yeah, the bands, of course, yeah, they're a lot of fun. Of course, great guest also, mainly being the main guest, of course, being Eric Singer, the special super guest on that expo, the current KISS drummer, of course. Who else do we have? Joe Lynn Turner, Chris Caffery, Lydia Chris, well known, of course, Stacy Walker, Christopher Franchi, which we're going to do a special podcast about. We're going to have an interview with this guy. He's really cool, KISS merchandise designer, artist, and of course involved in the official KISS magazine. Carl Cochran is there, of course, related to Ace Frehley, Metal Mike, Wendy Moore, Ken Kelly, Warren Lapine, Robert Ficante, Julian Gill. Great guys. Yeah, if you want to do something, just yeah, let me know. Send me photos, stories, audio clips, whatever. All right, let's see. Yeah, the show, we should close up the show. Now, of course, I'm going to leave you with a special rendition of Rock and Roll All Night from the MTV Unplugged show. So until next show, rock and roll all night and party every day.
But first we want to do our new single.
Okay, here we're going to do a song. This song has a famous drum intro. You know this song. Countries always have national anthems. This is the rock and roll national anthem. I got so excited I broke a string.
Oh, sorry. Alright, okay, I can sing the right one. Isn't it great? You know, you break a string and I listen to new guitar just appear right away. So that was the right vocal.
Oh, you were perfect.
Okay. You didn't have
to. Alright, here's a song. Here's a song. Countries have national anthems. Everybody knows this is the universal rock and roll national anthem. You know it. And it goes like this. So good at the intro. Boy. Alright, we're gonna do the song. Everybody knows countries have national rock and roll anthems or whatever you want to call them. Excuse me, I'll start again. Alright, we're gonna do a song now. Everybody knows countries have their national anthems. But this is the rock and roll national anthem, universal rock and roll anthem. You better believe it. You know the drum part, it goes like this.
Rockin' your world. The KISS Podcast. www.kisspodcast.com.